Christmas 2009, let's roll back 8 years. And the thing that I bring to Christmas in my house is making the breakfast. Now, we had cereal this morning, actually, and so boldly known, but generally that's what I bring to Christmas, and that's my food offering for the year. I make Christmas breakfast. But in 2009, I'd done this, and I was doing what I actually generally do most days in my house, and that's the washing up. And I actually enjoyed doing the washing up, bizarrely. And on this particular Christmas morning, I was feeling happy, I was feeling jolly. It's Christmas, just going to kind of get the dishes done, off to church, and on with Christmas Day. And I just took a step back from the sink, and I just looked up the hallway, and I saw something that took my attention. It was my wife stood like this. Now, she wasn't challenging me to an arm wrestle, okay? She wasn't practicing her karate. No, she was actually holding a video camera. See, most of you are confused because you don't know a video camera you hold like that. No, it was one of those. And she was tying her hand up behind it. And she was holding a video camera. But the thing about the video camera was the red light was on. What does that mean? Recording. And I think this is very strange because I've just been doing the washing up and I do that generally, so it wasn't like, oh, here we go, like we'll just catch this hallmark moment. No, I was doing what I normally do, but she had the camera on me. And I'm just going, what are you? And then I looked down, I just took my gaze down and I looked what was in front of her. And there it was. It was green. It was shiny. It was brand new. It was wonderful. It was my first ever wheelie bin. Now, I am going to tell you that this isn't the wheelie bin, okay? This is a little bit smaller than the actual wheelie bin. I did consider bringing it. If you walk past 235 Brodie, you will see it's got the number 3 on it, because that's the number of the house we used to have. This is actually a mock-up that was bought for me by somebody else. So I brought this one today. There it was. My first ever wheelie bin. You see, you live at Pudgeon, you don't know you're born. You get wheelie bins for free. In fact, you get 2 or 3 wheelie bins. In South Wales, no wheelie bins. In fact, they've not heard of wheelie bins in South Wales. And so I, living mid-territory, I have to walk around the back of the house, up the alleyway, along the front, drop the black bag, walk back, and I do that 2, 3, possibly 4 times a week. Oh, wow. Exactly. Well, I see this wheelie bin, and this is a life-changing moment, because from this day on, I am proudly going to walk with my wheelie bin. And I'm telling you now, because you have seen it a few years ago, I will bring it one day, just not on Christmas Day. Okay? But the point is this, that was my best Christmas present that year. That was my, I was so excited. And that's why my wife had the video camera on me, because she knew I would love that present. It was the best gift that could be given to me that Christmas. And we saw that pursuit, we saw that search in that video, didn't we, of the dad who was looking to find the greatest present, the greatest gift that he could give to his family at Christmas time. That elusive gift, the one that will be treasured and appreciated, that says something of how much you love that person. It just happened, in my case, it happened to be a wheelie bin on that occasion. And maybe you've been on that pursuit. I'm sure most of us have, trying to find that present that will communicate something of your love and appreciation for somebody. Maybe it's for that dad or granddad who seems to have everything. What on earth do you buy them? Maybe it's for that teenager who has just all the money. And you're like, well, you know, I want to give them something else. Or maybe it's that friend. And you say, what can I get you? You know, come on, I really want to get something nice. And they say, nothing. Great, thanks for that. Or they go, surprise me. That's how they're going to get. They go, surprise me. Like, well, I don't know. But we all want to buy gifts. We all want to buy something for somebody that communicates something of love to another person. The best possible gift. And that dad realized that the best gift that he could give to his family was himself. That was the best gift that dad could give to his family, himself. And do you know what? We've already considered that this morning. And it wasn't in that video, it was in those verses that were read out from Isaiah 9. For a child has been born to us, the gift of a son for us. God knew that the best gift that he could give to you and to me and to all of creation, to all of us, was the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. And to some, that would have appeared random and strange, a bit like that wheelie bin, like why would somebody want that? And maybe still today, there are those that think that's random and strange, and I don't quite understand the significance of it. But that doesn't take away from the significance of it just because it's not recognized by all. No, God knew that the best gift that we could ever receive would be that gift that he offers to you and to me in the person of Jesus. And why is that? It's because he would be the amazing counselor, the strong God, the eternal Father, and the Prince of Wholeness. That is the gift of Jesus to you today from Father God. And as we've sang about and as we've heard about, it's not just for us, it's for all. Perhaps that's one of the greatest things about this gift, but it's not just for one to another, it's to all. So today on this Christmas day, let's remember, let's celebrate, and let's worship the greatest gift of all time, Jesus Christ, sent for you, sent for me, sent for everybody. For a child has been born to us, the gift of a son for us. Let's pray. Father, we just give you thanks this morning, on this Christmas morning. We thank you for Jesus. We are so grateful to you, God, that though we did not deserve this gift of wholeness, of forgiveness, of reconciliation, of love, of sacrifice, that you gave him anyway because of the depth of your love for us. Oh God, would you help us to know that love today? God, if we're unsure of that love, if it seems a little random or strange, would you help us to be open to that love this day? And may we celebrate that love this day. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.